Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Yes. My name is Dean Miracle, and I received a offer for credit, and I have a reserve code, and I'd like to just check into and see more about what it entails.
Absolutely. Dean, how are you doing today? My name is Zach, by the way. Let me just pull up the screen here. And if you could please repeat the 16-digit reservation code of 4 digits at a time, and then I'll be able to punch up the information we have on your business, okay?
Okay, it's 2511.
Okay.
3401.
01, got it.
0023.
Okay.
3582.
3582. Just one moment, please. All right, Dean, and this for Miracle Motors?
Right.
Okay. So we got a new phone system last week, and we've had a couple dropped calls here and there. You know, God forbid if the call were to drop, is there a good number that I could reach back out to you on, Dean?
It's 419-425-3929.
3929. Thank you. I had a couple drop calls earlier this week, and I could not reach back out to the customer and almost freaked out. So I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Just want to confirm a little bit of information that we do have on file for the business. Is it still located at the 352 Midland Avenue in Findlay, Ohio? Okay.
Yeah, the tribes? I've been here 23 years.
Nice. Tribes looking pretty strong this year. I think they might make the World Series.
It's not too bad. They're looking getting closer anyway.
This is seems like it's the year of Cleveland.
yeah.
But and just another quick question for you here. The business classification, are you a proprietorship, a partnership, an LLC?
No, I own everything.
Okay, proprietorship. Gotcha. So what you received was an offer for funding. If you let me know what you're looking to do, we do have a multitude of programs. I can guide you in the right direction and see if we can find a good fit to assist your business.
Well, what I'm interested in doing is, you know, getting more, like to expand my inventory.
Sure.
And that's the biggest thing that we, you know, are after is just, I have a floor plan that's just so expensive to use, and I do use it. I've used it for years, but I have to pay ungodly pay down fees and stuff on it every month.
Right.
And it's just, I would rather be able to just go to the auction and buy cars and pay for them and just make a, you know, a monthly payment on the money. It would save a ton of money for me.
Sure. Do you have, besides the floor plan, did you have any other business loans out, like any working capital or anything like that?
No, I do not.
Okay. And are you familiar with working capital? Have you heard about it or read about it or spoken with anybody about working capital loans?
Well, I'm familiar with, you know, what with working capital. I mean, I get calls probably 3 to 10 a week.
Yeah.
Just letters and stuff. I haven't checked into much of anything. I just saw that my wife read this one here and
sure.
It seemed like a little more than, you know, just the you know, the stuff that we get all the time. And
gotcha.
So I wanted to check, see what it was like.
Yeah. So, Dean, was there a specific dollar amount in mind that you had that would, set you up with inventory for the next year?
Probably somewhere 60 to, you know, 60, around 60, 70, something like that.
60 to 70. Okay. And, with that, if you were to get 60 to 70 in inventory, what kind of return would you be able to get with that?
Oh, the money, I mean, by buying the cars in return?
Yeah, the return on your investment.
I could, in a year's time or, you know, so I can, you know, just about double it.
Nice.
By not having to pay the, interest, I mean, not the interest, but the pay downs and so on. I can just about double that. I'm in the buy here, pay here business, and it's, you know, we sell quite a few, especially around tax time. That's the time I'm interested in getting it.
Okay.
You know, it's the time I really want to lay them in.
So just laying the groundwork right now to have everything up and running. So it come, you know, March, April, there's things in place for you.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha.
I want to be able to have the inventory here all, you know, gone through and,
yeah.
You know, around next month or so, your new car dealers, they start getting rid of a lot of the kind of cars that I buy mm-hmm. because they don't want to pay tax on it. They get rid of them so that that's not in their inventory to have to, you know, pay their, you know, their tax on it. So it's, they sell them a little cheaper, makes it better for guys like me that are trying to lay them in for, you know, for tax time and
sure.
buy here, pay here.
And those cars, just out of curiosity, those cars that they start selling, are they just from the year previous or just pre-owned vehicles or?
Pre-owned. I don't handle stuff that's like $20,000. I handle them from $5,000 to $10,000. That's
okay.
The kind of stuff that we sell 10 and under.
Okay. Yeah. So the way that our working capital program works, it's based off of the sales from the year previous. We're able to lend 10 to 12, 13% of what you did in gross sales from the year previous to use as you see fit. It is unsecured cash, so there's nothing tied to it, no collateral. So it is a little bit more expensive, but the return might make it worthwhile. It starts right around 10 cents on the dollar and can go up from there. We would just want to look at a couple factors. You have excellent time in business. We do look at personal credit, and we would like to see cash flow for the business. We'd like to look at 6 months worth of bank statements to verify the cash flow, and actually the first two pages of the most recent tax return to verify sales from the year previous and ownership. That's what we would really need to have some feedback for you inside of 24 hours.
Okay.
What's a good email address, Dean? And I would be more than happy to put together an email with the documentation that we require.
Okay. Yeah, you could send something to me at miracleworkers23@aol.com.
23@aol. Absolutely. So I just have a couple more questions for you real quickly. So how would you rate your personal credit? Would you know above average, average, maybe a little below?
No, it's average or so.
Okay.
We pay everything on time or, we don't have anything,
outstanding or
something like that.
Okay. So maybe around the 700s. The national average is right at 690.
Yeah, we're probably right in there.
Okay. Excellent. And then, ballpark-wise, would you happen to know just a ballpark figure of what the sales were for the business last year?
Jane, do you remember what the gross sales were last year on the tax? What did he say they were? It was between, I'm thinking around 3. Do you have that there? The gross sales. I think she might have it over here.
Okay.
It's between 300,000 and 400,000. I don't know. I can't remember exactly what. Because we have another business too. So.
Okay.
Gross sales for the car lot is what we're looking at.
So one idea here, though, I know that you're looking to get to the $70,000 to $60,000 mark. Would you know what the combined gross annual sales would be for both businesses combined?
I don't remember. I'll have to look at it completely. I can pull my paperwork out here in a little bit.
Okay, no problem.
You can send that stuff to me. That way, I can get everything out, so I know exactly what I'm talking about when I get back a hold of you.
Absolutely. The reason I ask is this: I just wanted to get as close to the $60,000 to $70,000 mark as possible, and the sales from that other business, it sounds like, would definitely bring you up to that mark, and even a little bit more, if necessary. So that was the only reason that I was asking about that. But I will be more than happy to put together an email for you with the documentation we would require. I will put my direct dial on there as well. So if you have any questions at all gathering the information, please give me a call. I'm here to help. And Dean, did you have any further questions for me? I feel like I've been doing all the talking.
No, I think the biggest thing I need to know is what I need to get gathered up to get to you, and
sure.
And then I'll get all the paperwork, all my gross sales and so on like that, so that I have everything that I need to, so I can get you the right figures that you need.
Sounds good. I will have this email out to you in about 10 minutes. Do you think that you would be able to get that information back today, or do you want me to give you a couple days and follow up with you then?
It might take a couple days for me to get everything gathered up.
Sure. Would you like me to give you a call maybe Friday around this time?
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Okay. I'll put that in my calendar now, and I will put together that email for you, and I will have it out to you in about 10 minutes here.
Okay.
Okay. And it was a pleasure to meet and speak with you today, and I do look forward to working for you and seeing what we can make available.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks for your time today, Dean. You take care, and we'll talk soon, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. You're welcome. Bye-bye.